Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is September 18th. It's a Thursday, 2014. This is episode 31. So today I'm going to be talking about reported questions. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. So today I want to speak a little bit about reported questions. One of the things that sometimes causes difficulties for learners is reporting questions. So how to report a question? How to report to somebody else a question that somebody asked you? So of course here we're going to basically learn how to use the verb to ask. There are other ways of reporting questions, but then I will be talking about more advanced features and how to report questions with different verbs in a future episode. Today I basically want to teach you how to use the verb to ask in reported questions. And I'm going to show you a few tricks and show you how to report questions in basically three different ways. So one of the things that you have to do when you report a question is sometimes you have to go back one tense, which means if you have the question in present simple, if you have the question in direct speech in the present simple, for example, where do you live? So the question is, where do you live? The reported question would have to be, he asked me. So I'm going to use ask in the past, obviously, because the question was asked in the past. So he asked me where I lived. And I'm going back one tense. So present simple becomes past simple. So he asked me where I lived. If the question is, the answer to the question is still true, or the question is still recent, you could keep the same verb tense. He asked me where I live. Notice that when I have the reported question, I don't have the auxiliary verb do anymore. So he asked me where I live. If the question, so this is a reported question when I have a question word at the beginning of my question. So where is a question word? So he asked me where I lived, or if the question is still recent, as I told you, you don't need to change the verb tense. You can keep the present and then you can simply say he asked me where I live. Now, if the question is, do you live in Rio? So if the question in the direct speech is, do you live in Rio? So starting with the auxiliary verb. Again, I'm not going to have the auxiliary verb in the reported question, but I'm going to use if or whether to introduce the question. For instance, he asked me if I lived in Rio. Again, he asked me if I lived in Rio. So in this case, I'm changing. I don't have the auxiliary verb anymore, but I have if or whether. I could also use whether. And whether here is spelled W-H-E-T-H-E-R. So he asked me whether I lived in Rio. Again, there is this thing about the question being recent, and then I could obviously keep the same structure or the same verb tense. So he asked me if I live in Rio. If I give you another example using the past. So if the question is, where did you go after the class yesterday? Obviously, I will have to change the question. I will not have the auxiliary verb anymore. So my reported question would sound like this. He asked me where I went after the class yesterday. And if the question is, did you go downtown after the class yesterday? I'm going to use if or whether again. So I'm starting the question in the direct speech with an auxiliary verb. So in the reported question, I will have if or whether. So he asked me if I went downtown after the class yesterday. Another way to deal with reported questions, it's when you have commands. And then the meaning of ask is slightly different, because then basically the let's imagine I have a command like this. Could you please wait for me to start the meeting? Then I could say, he asked me to wait for him to start the meeting. He asked me to wait for him to start the meeting. So here I have ask plus the object pronoun, he asked me, and then infinitive, to wait for him to start the meeting. This is the third way. So when you have a question, you have two different ways. So just to do a quick recap, so you ask somebody, and then you have the question with a question word or with if or whether. Or you can have a command. In this case, you just use the infinitive. Of course, you have to be very careful, and you have to be aware that you will have to do some to make some changes in the subject and object pronouns according to who asked the question to whom, and whether you were part of the dialogue or not. So maybe Jack asked Jane whether she lived in Rio, for instance. Or you could say, if the command goes to Jane, could you please wait for me to start the meeting? So Jack asked Jane to wait for him to start the meeting. So you have to be careful about that. And if you have expressions like yesterday, you could also change that. If it's a long time after the question, you could change yesterday to the day before. So that example I gave you before could sound like this as well. So Jack asked Jane whether she went downtown after the class the day before, or after she had gone downtown the day before. You could also use past perfect in the place of past simple. So you always have to step back, unless, in terms of verb tense, unless the question is very recent. And this is really up to you to judge. So sometimes textbooks fail to show this second option, which is not changing the option of not changing the verb tense, because normally in textbooks it becomes difficult to create a context that will indicate whether you have to go back one tense or not. So normally they simplify just by showing you how to go back one tense, and that's it. So I hope you learned something. And I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. Please visit our site, and you can add your email to our email list and subscribe via email. You can also subscribe via iTunes or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. Maybe you're using Stitcher or... Well, you can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. We have a fan page on Facebook. Just look for Follow English altogether. And thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye.